And I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to promise you all right now, Dibs, starting with you. I'm going to do everything in my power to not make this about the conversation that we had 48 hours ago.
There'll be a victory lap.
No, it's not.
You ever watch the Olympics track and field events?
Yeah.
You see the person, you grab a flag and you drape it around then you do that lap. That is what a victory lap looks like.
But that's not what.
You're going to grab the 95-70 game banner behind you, drape it around those broad shoulders of yours, and just do a lap.
Yes.
That's not, I mean, maybe, but that's not what that's not where my head's at.
Possibly.
I don't want to also assume that everybody listening knows what we're even talking about. But 2 days ago,
in a
ho-hum press conference with that man, Kyle Shanahan, down in Santa Clara, there was next to, I don't want to say zero, but there was very little discussion about Brock Purdy, and Mac Jones's name never even came up. And I was knocked off kilter by it. And we talked about it a lot during the show. I was just like, how can that not be the line of questioning? And then I started getting text messages from people in the building, and Cam Inman was already booked on the show, and he came on the show, and he and I, you know, we sparred a little bit, which is totally fine. It's all good. But I didn't understand why the 49er quarterback wouldn't be a bigger subject matter. And by the way, that wasn't even just about people asking questions. It's about an umbrella idea of, like, why isn't there more of a drumbeat about this whole situation? Because those people in that room are very good at their jobs. And therefore, if they feel like the fans are out there going, Purdy, 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 if they feel like, or at least there's some sort of angst or stress about it, then I think that they're more likely to dig a little bit. And they didn't. And some of them did not like that I was kind of pointing that out. And then from that moment forward, that's kind of been all that anybody's talking about.
Time to find the flag.
From
that point forward.
But that's all I was getting at. It was like, right? This is what we care about.
My counterpoint was, today is the day, because Wednesday you still don't know. He speaks before practice. They don't know what he's going to even really do on Wednesday. Hell, we don't even know if we're going to be here on Friday.
Right.
Turns out we were.
Obviously, there's a risk with everything.
He got some reps today with the first team. We don't know if it was a lot or not, but he didn't get enough to be the guy, and so we'll get into that on the other side.
No doubt. And by the way, my counter to that is, I don't buy for 1 second that a football team does not know what its $53 million quarterback is doing every hour of the day. So the idea that, like, I get what you're saying, you haven't practiced yet, but they've been with him every day. He's been a limited participant for over 2 weeks. To me, Wednesday or not, it's worth sort of an update of, like, where are we at? But today is more important than Wednesday, because today is official designation day. And the designation did come out differently than it has over the last couple of weeks, which is why I think everybody was like, oh, time to ask more questions. And then Kyle sort of sounded like, yeah, I still don't want to answer questions.
Right.
Yeah, but
the question?
Yeah, well, the question is about Brock Purdy.
Can you just answer your own question?
Some of us are wondering when he's going to play.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kyle. And then the the underbelly to all of this, the one thing that I don't buy that's kind of being thrown around is that Kyle and the 49ers don't care what the surface is on which they play. Brock's ready, Brock's ready, black and white. I thought he admitted today it's not black and white.
He didn't say that. You're inferring that from said.
No, but one sentence was he's got a chance to play.
Yep.
And on another sentence it was he's not fully healthy. And if we go back to previous statements, it was we don't want him to play until he's fully healthy. So if you blend all those into a blender, it's going to stall.
Well, like he's not fully healthy. So,
right. So then he should automatically not have a chance to play.
Where did he play when he came back from injury last time? When he went through practice, was that a home game?
Yes, it was against Jacksonville.
Okay. So he was able to play there. He went through 3 days of full practice. He took all the snaps as the one, and he played. That, to me, is my big takeaway today, is he's not getting all the snaps as the one, so he's not going to be the one. And if he's not the one, he might be able to be the two. He's questionable. questionable concern.
Yeah, that's
to be the two.
That's totally fine.
Which tells me that he won't be the two, because if he's the two and Adrian Martinez is the three, then he's no longer going to be a 49er because he can't go to the squad and then come back.
Squad.
So now you'll need a new three. And so what are we even doing here, honestly, if we're trying to create one problem and solve another?
No, it doesn't work. But that's the Niners have said publicly they don't want to play Purdy again until he's 100%. And he's not 100%, but he has, quote, a chance to play. That's all I'm saying. These things, these lead to questions. And they tried to ask them today, and Kyle does not want to really answer them. And I get why Kyle is terse and doesn't want to answer. And, you know, like one thing Cam pointed out the other day that I like has stuck with me. He's like, you realize, like, Jim Harbaugh, if you ask these questions of Jim Harbaugh, he would Drew Rosenhaus you.
Not Harbaugh. Anything but Harbaugh.
No, yeah, Harbaugh. If you said, hey, Brock, what's going on? Next question. Next question. On to Cincinnati. I'm not talking about injuries.
Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
So Kyle will do it. I don't know if I'll really call him all that willing or able or excited about it, but he'll do it because he's Kyle Shanahan, and that's more of his style. But I get that he's annoyed with it by now, and he's limited with what he can say.
And he's, limited with what he actually knows. I mean, he knows that Brock didn't take all the first-team reps, and so he's not going to start. And he also knows that having him go out there and be the two means other things for the roster and the future of the quarterback position from a depth standpoint. And he also probably knows that if he is not totally healthy, this is not a great place to have him go out there and play. Not only the field, but they've got a really good pass rush. They're not good against the run, the New York Giants, but they are good against the pass. And if you're going to have a quarterback get tattooed with an offensive line that hasn't been great, sorry, Mac, we're going to need you to take one more turn at being the crash test dummy.
Let's take everybody through what Kyle said today and what the back and forth sounded like, and then we'll take some calls on this, okay? So here it is. Shanahan on Purdy having a chance to play.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
That means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Mac's going to be starting.
Okay. So Kyle's been doing this a lot lately where he just repeats the question kind of back to the reporter. He's questionable, so what does that mean with regard to him having a chance to play? It means he has a chance to play.
Right.
Last week or on Wednesday, there was the question of what do you need to see at practice this week to make sure that Purdy is comfortable and confident? He goes, we need to see that he's comfortable and confident.
Right.
I mean, again, like he's batting back and forth with people. He doesn't want to answer it. He kind of can't answer it to a degree. But I still think it's right to try and to try to get as much info. And his tone in and of itself, I think, is info.
Right. And his tone is one of frustration and annoyance, because the questions that they're asking, they have to ask him, and he knows that. And the answers that he's giving are the only answers that he can give, and the reporters know that. So it's really, it's a dance. It's like the old middle school dance where you're barely touching your partner and you're stepping side to side in unison. Neither one of you probably wants to be there. This isn't going anywhere. You're not going to get what you really want. You're just doing it because you're in a dance and you're supposed to dance, and so we're doing this dance.
But you can't handle prom until you've done that. Would be my response.
Essentially.
You can't take her to a hotel in the city as an 18-year-old until you've done middle school. You gotta go through the process.
Yes, and the process
what we're doing.
And the process is, it's about as stiff and uncomfortable as a middle school dance.
It's awkward and annoying.
Right, because
you gotta do it.
You do have to do
it.
Well, they both have to do it. Kyle actually legitimately has to do it. It's part of his job. And the reporters, they can do it a different way. They can be more aggressive, like the really excited eighth grade boy. It's like, whoa, back up, Logan. You know, we can just dial that back. You know, because if we're in a different market. Sorry about that. No,
that was great.
If we were in a different market.
Back up, Logan.
This Q&A would go differently if we were in Philly.
Yeah.
Kyle, this is Big Dom, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah.
Is he going to start?
I mean, here's
is he gonna play?
This is a back and forth between Kyle and Eric Branch.
You've discussed it's a delicate situation with the toe. You don't want to have it aggravated again. I mean, this obviously has a chance to play. So how do you, I guess, balance that? Like, he could play, and that means he could aggravate it again. I mean, is his toe fully healthy?
What's the question? Is his toe fully healthy? No, it's not fully healthy.
It's not fully healthy, so there's a chance, you know, he gets out to play. So you just, I mean, there's a risk with it, I guess. Obviously, there's a risk always, but there's a risk that he could aggravate it again.
Yes, I think you just answered your own question. Obviously, there's a risk with everything. But yes. Can you hurt it again? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, he did answer his own question. And
well, it's tough because the reporter wants to try to ask this the right way. And in that process, when you're searching, and I've done this, we've all done this in an interview, in that process, you end up asking five questions. And the subject will just answer the last one. And if you're weaving your way through that conversation, there's a real good chance you might answer your own question.
You did.
And then they just duck out. So, like,
can you just answer your own question?
The process with Kyle might be to just be like, okay, damn it, I'm going to limit myself to one sentence.
Right. What does he have to do to be able to play on Sunday? Like, what does he have to do during the week to be ready to go?
I think a great question today might have been, why is he questionable this week? And he wasn't last week. Like, Mayoko,
he's making progress.
Mayoko, well, then let's hear Kyle. I don't know what he would have said. Maybe, probably, but again, that's what I would let's hear how he responds and let's hear the tone. Mayoko was right on point with that being the first subject matter, because if you're all looking for progress, there it is. He was out 2 weeks ago. He was out last week. He's questionable this week. That's different. And so that's the subject matter, but what if we asked why? What happened that allowed that upgrade as far as the designation? Well, see what he says?
Yeah.
What happened in practice this week that made you change that?
I think it's just because he looked better. And Matt Mayoko reported that yesterday, I think, yeah. Where he looked better than he has in a long time at practice. So he's looking better, and he's not going to start because he didn't get all the first-team reps. So we're going to list him as questionable. We're going to fly him to New York, and maybe he'll be the backup. Maybe he won't be. Stay tuned. Maybe they haven't really made that decision yet.
But I bet they have.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
But they
thing.
Don't need to tell you or the league until tomorrow.
Correct. They do not. Actually, they don't until 90 minutes before kickoff.
Well, they need to make roster moves tomorrow if they're going to have Adrian be the three or whatever they
Adrian
need to do with
to
that. They need to make that designation tomorrow by noon, I believe.
Here is Shanahan talking about the starter reps for Purdy this week.
He didn't get all the starter reps this week. You know, as soon as he had a chance to get through practice and stuff the first time, we let him get all those starter reps, and it was great. And then there was a chance he could rehurt in the game, and he did, and he's been out for the last month. He's got more reps this week, but we weren't going to commit to all of that like we did last time. So I think it's easing him back more than last time.
Okay. So, yeah, that's kind of an expansive answer. And then on how Purdy is dealing with the injury.
Brock's a pretty composed guy, so he's not going to get real emotional either way. In either situation, he's never going to get two up or two down, but speaking for him, I know he's frustrated. Anytime you got stuff that you haven't had before that lingers, I mean, Brock is more frustrated than anyone that he can't be out there. So, you know, he's talked to a lot of people who have this, so I think a lot of people have warned him that this is the case, you know, so he understands it, so it's not just totally shocking him, but I think anytime you have something that doesn't go away, it's frustrating. I remember I'd sprained my ankle my whole life, and I remember I got my first high ankle sprain my fifth year of college, and I thought I would practice the next day because it felt better than the 10 regular ankle sprains I've had in my life. I kind of walked for like a month and missed a whole month of football, and it's just, you don't really get it. It just lingers and it doesn't go away. And I haven't had a toe injury, so I can't totally relate to it in that way, but people who have, it sounds very similar, if not a lot worse, when you're dealing with turf toe compared to something like that. So something he's dealing with, but I know we're getting closer.
Okay, so that was almost a full 1 minute answer.
Yeah.
So he wasn't ticked the entire time.
No, and ultimately, you know, you lay out what you can as far as the details of it, but he doesn't know the level of pain. All he knows is the level of work that Brock's been able to put in.
Quick update.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr in 12 minutes.
All right.
Not at 3:30, 3 o'clock. Steve Kerr. So get yourself, by the way, I know they're on the road. Phone or video?
Just phone.
Okay. All right. So still go to YouTube, though, because you get to look at our pretty faces.
Nice.
But Steve Kerr in 10 minutes right here on Willard and Dibbs. Let's go to Jack in Oakland. Hi, Jack. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I know I'm not Steve Kerr, but I have like to weigh in on the Niner thing. I like what you said about the question of why are we not talking about the quarterback situation with Purdy and Mac anymore when it was all anyone would talk about like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the reason is that Fred Warner is out. With all of the injuries that we had, if you have Fred Warner on the team, you have a chance at winning the Super Bowl. I think that's how I feel. I think that's how Kyle Shanahan feels and John Lynch feels. And that's the baseline. Once Fred Warner was out, or sorry, when Fred Warner was in, then the question is, well, how are we going to score on the other side of the ball? Who's going to be our quarterback? Is it going to be Mac? Is it going to be Purdy? But when he's out, it's like, we are not going to win this whole thing. So it's a little disheartening. And then on top of that, they've kind of proven to be interchangeable, the two quarterbacks throughout the year. So I think it really comes down to that. And I think the Niners know that. I think the media knows that because they have a pulse on this stuff a little bit more with the questions that they're asking. And I think the fans feel it, even if they can't quite pinpoint it. It sucks. I'm wearing my Niners shirt right now. I'm a huge fan, but it's like, it's been a blow. And even with Bosa going out, like, I think Bosa is amazing, of course, right? But Fred Warner is the heartbeat of the team, whether people know it or not. And I think that's what it is. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Jack, I think you're spot on. Appreciate the call. And I love that someone said this because our text exchange on Wednesday, 2 days ago, was kind of about this. And Lucas, I think you admitted that this is kind of how you're feeling, where it's just like, have we lost our juice for this quarterback discussion? Because even at 5-3, are a lot of you like,
it's not happening.
This ain't going anywhere. Where's this going? And maybe that's because they looked so bad last week, right? Because the week before, it was kind of like, where's this going? And then they won on Sunday Night Football, and they're like, hey, maybe it's going somewhere. But now it's like, where is this actually going? And that bums me out a little bit because I think that's a Super Bowl or bust mentality, and that's fine for if that's how you do it. I don't like doing it that way because I think there's still good things and fun things that can happen in a season. I get that it's a little deflating, but I try to go week to week and stay in the moment a little bit on it, but I get it. I get it. There is a very deflated feel even to their winning record so far.
Yeah, I don't feel that. And it's just,
you don't.
No, it's a roller coaster. I don't feel deflated. Yes, you feel bummed that you don't have Bosa and Warner, and boy, we'd be better if we had them. Sure, it's football. So now I turn my attention to who do you have? And you've already won a game without Nick Bosa, a couple of them. You won without Fred Warner. I know he got hurt early in that game, but you still, actually, there was no, the next game. You didn't have Fred Warner, and you won. You beat Atlanta on Sunday night. So I think that you start feeling bad about this team and yourself, and then they go out and they win like they did against the Rams. And then, okay, we're cooking with gas. We're going to Tampa, and you know this could be a battle for home field in the playoffs, and you lose. Okay, we're not that good. You come home, you lose Fred Warner. Woe is us. You beat Atlanta. All right, we're back, baby. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Oh, and then you go to Houston, you lose. Oh, boy, we're back in the doldrums. And so it's so week to week. I know it's a week to week league, but I think about teams around the NFL that have a right to and probably do feel down in the dumps. Like Arizona, you stink again. Carolina, you haven't been good in a decade. Miami, you just fired your GM. New Orleans, good Lord, you have no quarterback. You've got two or three guys who pretend. They should have Taysom Hill just play quarterback. But my point is this. Tennessee, you're a joke. Minnesota, you are praying that this quarterback you drafted is any good. There are a number of teams around the league that can really be down in the dumps. You're 5-3. Pull yourselves up by the bootstraps, Niner fan. Go to New York. You're favored. Win a damn game.
No, I like the take, but I think when I asked it to you, like you're saying you don't feel deflated.
Not at 5-3.
I'm asking you if you feel like, do you feel the deflation among others? That's what I'm saying.
Somewhat, but
I feel that. I feel that significantly right now.
I think a lot of those people are the same ones who look at last night's Warrior game and say, see, We can't even beat the Bucks without Giannis. What are we even talking about? I like to live moment to moment in sports. And last night it was like, oh boy, I thought they were going to win this game.
Yeah,
they
I did too. Right.
All right.
Stinker.
Ice cream or cookies? What should we have for dessert?
Because
the
pick?
Warrior, I had nothing.
Okay.
Fruit. Whatever. The wife was around.
Rude.
Tonight's going to be a major sugar day.
You sound like Lance Armstrong. I was reading an article one time, and he's talking about their meal process as a family. And he's like, we do not believe in depriving ourselves of things. So we do have dessert, and we cut up fruit every
night. Nice. Every night.
I'm like, no,
that doesn't count.
No, that's not fruit. No.
So I live in the moment. I react to the games in the moment. But when you take a step back and you look at a Niner team, forget the injuries. What is it, 2,306 games lost since Shanahan took over?
Yeah.
The number's something like that. But you're 5-3. So if you go to the Giants tomorrow, Sunday rather, and you lose, okay, the Ram game is big. You lose to the Rams, now you're 5-5. Okay, now we're starting to talk about must-win territory. But for now, you've had injuries. Your quarterback is questionable concern, and you're 5-3, and you're favored, and they don't have Scataboo. Go beat the Giants.
Or their entire defensive backfield. They all got announced out today.
Right, and they can't stop the run.
They have a really good pass rush and nothing else, and that's still a thing, because a really good pass rush can trickle it down and turn it into a very good defensive performance, but there are some matchups that skew the Niners' way this weekend. There's no doubt about it. And they'll have two new pass rushers. I don't know if anybody cares. I don't know if anybody, I shouldn't say it that way. I don't know if anybody has confidence that this will change the pass rush. But, you know, Keon White and Cleveland Farrell, they're going to be out there. And they weren't last week against Houston.
Steve Kerr didn't confirm that Farrell will be playing. He said they have to make that decision tomorrow, and they have not made it yet.
Okay, well, Steve Kerr coaches the Warriors. So I hope he wouldn't. If he
My mind's
in,
on Steve Kerr coming
okay,
up in five
Steve
minutes.
Steve Kerr, first question, why are you talking about Cleveland Farrell? Why don't you keep his name out your mouth and figure out why Pods is throwing the ball into the stands after a steal? That's my first question for Steve.